A South Auckland community group is trying to reclaim its town centre from the problem drinkers whose behaviour is forcing families and young people to avoid the area. A 24/7 alcohol ban was put in place at the Ōtara town centre in 2015, but locals say there are repeat offenders every day and they're sick of it. Jesse Chiang went to take a look.
We'll go up here because This is the worst area of the town centre, which is sort of a bit ironic because it's right next to a kids' playground.
Victoria Hearn is a trustee of the Ōtara Gambling and Alcohol Action Group. She says the drinking problem next to the playground has been ongoing for 20 to 30 years.
We've had people report that they don't shop in this area because of the people that are drinking out here. They feel intimidated. Some people will even, you know, cut across through the car park because they don't want to walk back and forth in front of them.
19-year-old Hene Taylor says young girls especially feel uncomfortable.
A lot of our girls from the youth get catcalled on, or there's cans being thrown everywhere, and it's uncomfortable and it's unsettling for many.
Even though there is a 24/7 alcohol ban and plenty of signs in the area, Victoria Hearn says it hasn't stopped the drinking. That's why they started running family events in this space with addiction support groups in attendance.
We wanted to come with a different purpose with the event of sort of trying to, I guess, claim the space back, as in this should be a family area, this is a town centre, this is where people come to shop.
Victoria Hearn says the event was successful.
I think it was probably the most impact that we've had in terms of people probably who were drinking feeling a little bit more uncomfortable because, you know, there's these little children running around playing and having their face painted.
She's seen people buy alcohol from the discount liquor store around the corner on Beards Road and then drink it in the town centre. Ōtara Town Centre manager Rana Judge agrees the drinking needs to stop in public spaces, but says that the liquor store has assured him they are selling alcohol responsibly.
They claim they don't deal with the people if they know they got addiction to alcohol or they're drunken.
He believes giving out fines and removing drunk people away from the area is the answer. Victoria Hearn disagrees.
It's an alcohol addiction issue. We want to see people actually get support and help to change what is happening. We don't want to just push it somewhere else.
She says in the last year, a police community engagement team has been a lot more active with patrols and trying to enforce the bylaw. She says the community is working with police to look at options other than removing people from the town centre. The alcohol licence for the Beards Road discount liquor store is up for renewal, and Victoria Hearn says there have been more than 120 objections submitted against it already. The owner of the store has not yet responded to RNZ's request for comment.
That's Jesse Chiang there with that report.